come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour history lesson today on this Friday, January 23rd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As usual, joining us on the line right now is Pastor Chatfield, who has a history lesson for us today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's it going? Cold here.
Yeah, baby. Cold, cold, cold outside. Yes, it is. But you know what? I think it's going to make us appreciate Tiger baseball in less than a month. Spring training starts on February 20th, so we're excited. Hey, I wanted to talk to you because of what happened at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. President Trump using Art of the Deal. I've read that book many, many, many times. I can almost quote it by verse, because I memorized it when I read it when I was back in sales years and years and years ago. And basically, the premise of the book is, in negotiating the art of the deal, you make a really crazy, outlandish, bold statement that gets everybody's attention in a board meeting, in the newspaper, wherever it is that you're going to do your negotiating. You make a bold statement. The United States needs to own Greenland. For national security purposes, we need it. Well, that's a bold statement. And of course, you know, Denmark, Copenhagen comes out and says, well, it's not for sale. Okay, well, you come back and you say, everything's for sale. Everything on planet Earth has a price tag. You guys want $700 billion, $800 billion? Name your number. Well, it's not for sale. Although that's a huge number. Okay, well, you know what? If it's not for sale, you make another even bolder outlandish statement. You say, I might consider using military force to just take it. You don't want my $700 billion? You don't want America's money? Well, you know what? Maybe we'll just take it. Oh, my God, the media goes crazy. Everybody goes crazy. And he goes and actually appears there in the World Economic Forum, and while speaking, he backs it off. He backs it down. No, I don't think I would use force, military force, to just take it. We want it. We need it. And he explained it, you know, laid it out there. But then after that speech, Pastor Chatfield, the Secretary of NATO met with Trump one-on-one. And within a matter of an hour or so, they came out and said, well, we have a framework of a deal. And it's like, wait a minute. The UN and all the foreign leaders that were there, and everybody, you know, was up in arms about the tariff. Oh, the tariffs was another threat that he made. If you don't support me in this, you know, I'm going to slap 20% extra tariffs on your country. Just outlandish, bold statements, but then tones it down, acts somewhat presidential in his meeting, and guess what? We have a framework. My question is, what is the history of the United Nations, and what role do they have to play in all this discussion as United Nations members? And basically, are they even relevant anymore today as a result of everything that's going on? So that's my premise of what I wanted to share with you and give you a couple minutes here during the break to be able to come out and lay out the history of it, the history of the United Nations, and are they relevant anymore today? We're going to take a short break and get past Chatfield's answer. Thank you, sir. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our history lesson. And I teed up Pastor Chatfield in the first short segment to make sure that you guys understood the homework assignment for today. The United Nations, what is the history of it, and is it still relevant in today's society, especially with this president, Donald Trump? So, Pastor Jeff, he'll unmute your mic, and I'll let you give us your information, your answer.
Okay, first of all, you might be right that he's just rattling his cage. You know, he's saber rattling. He's just making outlandish statements. Yeah, we're not going to invade Greenland, and all the Democrats and everybody say, oh, this is outrageous.
Right.
Maybe, but I'm not sure that's true. You might be right. You're probably right. I'm not sure you're right. We warned Iran, don't build nuclear weapons. And it's in our, not just Israel's national interest, it's in our interest. Do not do it. Do not do it. Do not do it.
Right.
They ignored it. They ignored us. And we sent over those bunker busting bombs and we took them out. Whoa, where did this come from? American aggression. No warning. No, we warned them. They didn't listen. We warned the Venezuelan dictator Maduro, don't do this. Stop it. Don't send us your drugs. Don't send us your prisoners, releasing them, sending them to the United States. Don't ignore us. We're warning you, don't do it. You better leave. We'll cut a deal with you. Just leave. He ignored us, and we went over and took him out. Whoa, out of the clear blue. No, it wasn't out of the clear blue. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said, we warned him, and he didn't listen. Now President Trump is saying, we need Greenland for national security. Now, most people think, and O'Reilly thinks it, you think it, and you're probably right. He's just rattling his cage. He's making an outlandish claim, and then we're going to cut a deal. And you may be right. But I'm not sure you're right. President Trump does do that, but he also does act sometimes. That is the way that it is. Let me make this point first about Greenland, and I'll talk about the United Nations. We've seen the importance of Greenland. In 1867, we purchased Alaska. Secretary of State William Seward, who at that time would have been under Andrew Johnson, originally under Lincoln, wanted to purchase Iceland and Greenland from Denmark. They didn't want to sell it. Okay, I get it. Teddy Roosevelt wanted it. FDR wanted it. After World War II, Truman wanted it. Eisenhower wanted it. We've always wanted it. We felt like it was vital to our national interests. Now, that was before these new weapons and missiles that can come across the North Pole. Now there's the advanced weaponry. The Trump administration, not just President Trump, but others are telling us this is vital. President Trump has said, and now I know NATO says, well, hey, we're in this together. Yeah, you can have more bases. We can cut a deal. President Trump has said, no, we need to own this. It's important to our national security. And his people that work for him says, we're not going to farm out our national security to anybody, NATO, even allies, NATO, Denmark, anybody, Greenland. We're not going to do it. And we need this. Now, maybe he doesn't. He's doing what you said. Maybe he's just making these outlandish statements, and it's not really true that we really don't need Greenland. But maybe it's true.
Well, one thing he said in the speech, and this was interesting, because I listened to it. He had problems with Air Force One. They were delayed 3 hours. Luckily, thank God, during my show, he was speaking. But then after the show, I continued to watch Fox News, and he went into these meetings. And one thing he said, we need to own it because we're not going to go in and make improvements to this land, this big piece of ice he referred to. We're not going to put all these bases and technology and the Golden Dome as a tenant. We're not going to improve the landlord's building. We're not going to improve the landlord's property. We have to own it. He said that during the speech, but then came out of this meeting and said, well, the framework for a deal, it's complicated. And, you know, I got Vice President J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, all these guys. One of my cabinet members are going to be on this team, and we're going to get into the nitty gritty details. But a framework of a deal, it won't cost us anything, and we'll be able to do what we want. But he never said own it. And I'm like, wait a minute. In your speech, you gave a very passionate pitch that we're not going to improve a landlord's property. We want to own it. We have to own it. We must own it. But now you're kind of backpedaling a little bit. So you're saying there is going to be a lot of back and forth negotiating. At the end of the day, if perhaps we don't end up owning it, maybe the threat of military force may be in the cards, is all you're saying.
Right. I'm saying, haven't we learned yet that President Trump generally means what he says and says what he means? And he doesn't, I think this is true, this issue idle threats. He was trying to get Canada to be, hey, what about being the 51st state? And Canadians said, no way. And right. By the way, the Canadian people don't like that. Okay, fine. I don't want it either, frankly.
Right.
No, I would never vote for that if I was in Congress. The acquisition
I don't
Canada,
want all
no
those
way.
Liberal voters, and I don't want them having two U.S. senators, that's for sure.
And they don't want. We don't need Canada. Let's just be allies, friends. Okay, good. Just leave it the way it is. But Greenland's a completely different situation. By the way, just in case you care. You know, I'm calling today on the Norwegian government to give back Greenland to the Inuit, the Eskimo Indians. You know, most of the people living in Greenland are Eskimo Indians, and Norway, about 1,000 years ago, ripped from the Eskimos their native land. They invaded a sovereign country, and I'm calling on them to give it back. I mean, you know, everything is a native. There's natives everywhere. I mean, sure. In our American history, we go through American history. Every time I go through American history, after the Civil War, we talk about the Indians and did we take the Sioux lands and the Apaches? Listen, there were Indian wars. Who was there first? Well, the Apaches were there first. The Sioux Indians were there first. They had a nomadic way of living. And they wanted to continue that. America was expanding western. We had already expanded to the Mississippi River and to the West Coast. In between, the Southwest and the Great Plains region was virtually unsettled. White settlers moved out there, especially after the railroad. And they wanted to become states, territories first, then states. But then you had nomadic Indians they viewed it as their land. What did we do? You like it? Say it's immoral, should never have done it. Listen, North and South Dakota, Montana, Idaho, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, these are all states now. Well, right. What happened to the original settlers, the Aborigines, Native people? Well, we passed something called the Dawes Act. Said, hey, you can't live like that anymore. You either got to get to a reservation or we're going to give you, Indians, land to settle the land like Americans, Europeans, white people. Just call it what it say. Well, that was immoral. Well, it is what it is. That's the history of our country. This has happened, but in America, we're still crucified for that. It happened all over Europe. It's happened all over the world for all human history. That's the way it works. There was an idea in American history of manifest destiny that, you know, God had put us on this continent and we were going to settle coast from ocean to ocean. And this is going to be a great union of states, a federal constitutional republic, our form of government. That's what we believed in. And well, what about the Indians? Well, I don't know what else to say. They were outgunned, outmanned, and they eventually were defeated. We should never took their land. Okay. All right. You I'm no doubt there's Native Americans believing that, but look, we can't go backward now. And the history of America is similar to all other histories. I've taught on this to you guys in world history. I mean, it's always somebody taking over somebody. It's just it's the nature of things. And I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it's the way it is. I'll get to the UN here in a minute.
Sure. No. I'm enjoying this. And I do have one kind of point of clarification, question to ask. I spoke about the video I watched on Twitter X that I shared, the Monroe Doctrine, James Monroe.
Now, right.
Was that 1823?
About, yes. I'd have to look up.
Okay, well, here's my question. In the Monroe Doctrine, the banana curve line around the Western Hemisphere, separating it from the Eastern Hemisphere, had Greenland part of it. If this has been a topic going all the way back now, what, 203 years? I mean, 1823, right, 2026. I mean, this map's been out there for a while. Why did no other president do what Donald Trump did in Davos, Switzerland this week?
Many presidents wanted to. And I went through that already.
Yeah.
We wanted Greenland.
Truman. He's the guy that dropped the nuclear bomb that ended the World War II. Why was that not part of the discussion? Why did he not press for it?
Okay, I think he did, but he wasn't going to go as far. All right, let me go back now. Let's talk about the UN for a second. World War II has ended.
Yes.
Between World War I and World War II, we were isolationist. After December 7th, 1941, we weren't going to be isolationists anymore. So Harry Truman goes to San Francisco, October 24th, 1945. Yes, we're gonna have this UN, and we got to maintain the peace here. We can't withdraw anymore, is what Truman would say. I mean, Truman said, I quote, and I like Truman, "The Charter of the United Nations, which you have just signed, is a solid structure upon which we can build a better world." Hey, we don't, originally, my take on this is we didn't want Nazism again. So we had the Security Council, the Big Five, so to speak, United States, Britain, France, Soviet Union, China. At the time, China was nationalist China, wasn't communist China. But we're going to hold the peace here. That ostensibly, that's what the UN would do. So let's hold it together here. Again, Truman said, "If we fail to use this opportunity we got now, we shall betray all those who have died in order that we might meet here in freedom and safety to create it. We were not isolated during the war. We dare not become isolated in peace. We've got to meet and talk." And I grant everybody, anybody, there needs to be a forum where you can avoid war. We don't want to go to war. But even I would say to Mr. Truman, look at the Soviet Union. They're, and he learned this later. Later he learned it, and he virtually admits it. You can't trust Stalin. Stalin had avowed, and communists had avowed to spread communism everywhere. Every communist leader said that. You got to stand against them. We're not one with the Soviet Union.
Absolutely. Got to absolutely not trust them, hold them at bay, and do whatever you have to do. Bottom line. We're going to continue on in the conversation. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.